Ben Waldron is a student at Concordia University, Texas, Austin. Mandy Kearns is a student at Concordia University, Wisconsin, in Mequon. In this next track, they talk about the fears that they had as they were going out with us for the first time. And we have a Bible study that we offer to churches anywhere in the United States that university students can come in and lead on a Sunday morning. Now, Dallas, you led George Allen in this study with the rest of your group.
Right.
And can you talk a little bit about that?
It's a really great Bible study. I'm not the most brilliant Bible study leader, but I went through this just little pamphlet and we went through, it's very scripturally based. And the three of us who barely knew anything about each other could sit down and talk about these things, and it was very easy. It was very straightforward to do, and it wasn't intimidating or too convicting for anyone. So it was a really great way to start it off and just say, look at where we were at.
As Dallas said, there's a very easy Bible study to lead. So we can send you copies of this, and you can lead them yourselves in your churches or on your university campuses. We'd be happy to send those to you.
Ben is from Concordia University, Texas, in Austin. And Mandy is from Concordia University, Wisconsin, in Mequon. And they both were a part of the very first training that we did in St. Louis, where we brought students from about five different universities. And part of the training that we do is an out-on-the-street experience, and it is an out-of-the-comfort-zone experience. So, Mandy, if you'd tell just a little bit about your personal experience there and some of that fear and how God helped you through that.
When I first went out with Brad, it was in Mequon, and we had gone to a mall, and he did most of the talking, which was nice because it was nice to hear somebody give an example and really pave that way. And then when I went down to St. Louis, we did it again on the streets. And once again, I ended up being paired up with Brad. And I saw that just by going up to people and even being with somebody who maybe is a little or had a little more experience, I think that definitely broke the fear a little bit and kind of pushed me, because I wanted to be able to do that as well. And so that definitely helped.
So, Ben, what about your first experience?
I think it was very significant time, because the opportunity to just witness to different people. I didn't do a whole lot of necessarily talking to people myself, but to see what cross-pollination ministry did and is continuing to do is very vital to the church as a whole and to the Christian body, because we need to be out on the street and evangelizing. Even though it's out of the comfort zone, that's where God is able to use us, once he breaks down our barriers of our own life, and we become in need of his grace and his power. And that's what happened that weekend. It was tough for me, and I had to just fully rely on Christ and what Christ could do in my life and through my life to other people. And it was cool to see that that happened that weekend.
Now, the on-the-street thing is obviously, that's a unique type of environment to be in that we normally are not in. How did that on-the-street experience help you and your confidence in just your day-to-day? If at all, if either you have something to say about that and your day-to-day relationship type witnessing.
I think it helped a lot, because it gave you the opportunity to know exactly what you needed to do. I mean, you can use the method that cross-pollination ministry encourages, or you can use other methods that you may have learned elsewhere, but being a part of cross-pollination ministry just gives you encouragement in your day-to-day life. And just being able to talk about your friends when you're sitting there, you know, you're not necessarily gonna just bring up Jesus, but it comes up in your life and through maybe a story in your life or your friend's life, and now you have the faith because you've done it or you've heard someone do it. And there you're using relational evangelism as well as you're using the street evangelism that is taught by cross-pollination ministries.
And with that, I just find that by getting out there and speaking on the streets, like Ben had said, to know that you went out and talked to strangers about Christ, really encourages you to talk to people that you talk to every day about Christ, and to really make it a point that in your everyday life you're thinking about your relationship with Christ and you're helping others grow in theirs. If I can talk to people who I don't know, that's usually, you know, one fear that people have to overcome. But people that you're already in conversation with, it's a whole different ballpark. But at least, you know, they kind of go hand in hand with the in respect to the fact that we need to, you know, if you're pulled out of your comfort zone, to go back into your comfort zone, you should be that much more encouraged.
Yeah, one of the things that's very real is that fear, and I still feel it. Most times when I go out, I get clammy hand, my heart starts beating harder. Part of what we want to do in the training is help people's comfort zone stretch wider. So we continue to step outside our comfort zone. We don't want to push people too far. But have you seen from your experience in cross-pollination, going outside your comfort zone, have you stretched your boundaries since then at all, in a particular way?
Yes, I think I have in some aspects. I think it's important to remember that even as you're contemplating on being trained by Cross-Pollination Ministries, or you're about to be trained by Cross-Pollination Ministries, that it may not be, the method may not suit you, it may not be your favorite thing in the world, but it's important to sit back and learn and listen and be a part of it, because even though in the moment you may not think it's the best way or your way, it will encourage you and it will train you to do it at other times. And so I think that for me, to be able to sit back in my life now, I can think about when I was trained to do it and just the opportunities I now have because of that.
And to go along with that, after you know it, after, you know, whether you feel like it's something that you're going to use most often in your life or not, to be able to equip other people and to train other people with that method is just one more method, one more tool to give them so that they can further go out in their lives and spread the word.
Well, I would just say that to give it the opportunity, give it a chance. You never know what it is until you try it. And even if you don't like it, it will benefit your life, and Christ can use it. So I'd give it a chance.